Good evening. My name's Lisette, and I'm your host. Tonight, we continue on Prayers for Disengaging Evil Assignments by Apostle Stephen A. Gardner. We are on episode 4, entitled Spontaneous Prayers to Judge Evil Cycles. When I thought of the evil cycles, I thought of generational things that are passed down from one generation to the next. And these are a few just to mention, but there's many more. Fear, doubt, lust, infirmities, mindsets, anxieties, sickness, poverty, lack. I thought of, and there's so many more, but I thought of the scripture, Matthew 12:29. And it says, King James Version, it says, or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. It's really important that when walking with Christ, that we take a look at our walk and how we are walking and self-evaluate and bind the strong man of our soul. So I thought I'd mention this. Let's begin. I renounce every evil and malignant verdict sanctioned by hell against my health, emotions, finances, and relationships in the name of Jesus. May every evil plot and wicked agenda secretly working to foster my demise is rooted out by the fire in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to rain down eternal burning on every stronghold of evil positioned in the heavens against my time upon the earth. I command all evil dialogue and satanic-inspired conversation concerning my life to cease in the name of Jesus. All evil chatter and whispering circulating through any sphere of influence be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Any hell-bent communications by those of authority seeking to plant bad seeds in the hearts and minds of the innocent against me, die by fire in the name of Jesus. I decree condemnation comes upon all works of evil programmed against me by slander and gossip in the name of Jesus. I curse all evil momentum festering in the realm of darkness to kill my influence and stigmatize my life in the name of Jesus. I command every evil arrow and projectile released in my direction is infected. I'm sorry. I command every evil arrow and projectile released in my direction to infect my life with hardship and evil treatment be consumed by the burning presence of the Lord. Father, I ask you to expose and judge every evil portal that's open over my life and promoting the trafficking of failure and ruin in the name of Jesus. I decree that by the blood of Jesus, every evil ordinance and satanic handwriting actively working to violate my purpose on earth is rendered ineffective in the name of Jesus. I renounce all evil conjuring against my spouse, my children, extended family, and affiliates in the name of Jesus. I command angelic displacement upon every evil confederacy lurking in my future to sabotage connections and divine appointments in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to set me free from every evil scheme concocted in my bloodline through evil pacts and agreements with dark deeds by those who come before me in the name of Jesus. I command a severing of all appetites and ties working in me for evil in the name of Jesus. I decree doors in my life are closed to all interactions and engagements meant to release evil in my life. Father, give me wisdom to accurately discern any hidden work of evil in my life where I have subjected myself to prejudice towards others and rebellion towards you in the name of Jesus. We have three more. I renounce all forms of control and manipulating. I'm sorry, let me say it again. I renounce all forms of control and manipulation set against me by evil cohorts in the name of Jesus. And anytime there is control and manipulation, it's witchcraft. I decree access is cut off for every evil item, evil issue, or evil influence from my past in the name of Jesus. Last one, I claim deliverance from the effects of evil speaking, evil deeds, and evil treatment of others I knowingly partook of. Father, forgive me in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. To God be all the glory. I hope you all enjoyed this as much as I did. Until the next, good night.